*1310, and we welcome our guest, Jessica Reedy. Jessica, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Jessica, how has that ride been for you since appearing on Sunday Best?
Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing. It's been a ride full of extreme bumps and then amazing high rises. I'm going through it like major trials and tribulations, and then I've had my days of rest. God has had me in boot camp so I can learn and mature spiritually. So it's been amazing for me. I'm happy. I'm grateful God has taken his time with me to teach me and help me learn how to build a relationship with him so he can trust me with his secrets. So I'm in a great place.
Has this industry been all that you thought it would be?
I didn't know what I should expect in it. So no and yes.
So has it been times when you want to put it all on the altar?
Oh, my gosh. I've quit. I had quit recently before the album came out, like two or three months ago. I was like, I quit.
Wow.
And because my house had caught on fire. My son got in a bad car crash and almost died. My brother got robbed at gunpoint. And then my other brother, he has kidney failure, but his kidney started acting up really, really bad, really, really bad. And so he almost died, and I just was feeling like all of this is happening because I said yes to God. All of this is happening because I said yes to God, and I just figured, you know what, God, I said yes, but I didn't know that my family would be at risk, too. I didn't know that my family would be under attack, too.
Wow.
And, I just got really discouraged, and I said, I just quit. I just can't do it. And the Holy Spirit said, you know you're not quitting, but I'll let you go through your little antics. So I went through my little antics, and afterwards, the next day, I was like, okay, I'm back.
I heard that. Aren't you glad you didn't quit?
I never would have. God has been amazing to me.
Wow.
I couldn't dare give up on my dad like that. He is just... He's been so faithful to me. It was just me going through the motions. I knew in my heart, I knew in my soul I would never quit. I'll never stop praising God. Paul said that I made up my mind that I won't let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing.
Now, from the heart, what can we expect on that project?
Heart music to Jesus. I talk to my dad, and I don't care who's around or who wants to be in on the conversation. I got one focal point, and that's pleasing my dad. Shit, I don't care what nobody thinks. I love my dad.
Wow.
I love God. I love him with all my heart, and it does not matter what nobody has to say about it. I love my dad, and I only know how to love on him the way he taught me how to love on him. I don't know how to put on and pretend to be this or that. I know how to be true to me. The Bible says that men searches the outer, but God searches the heart. And so therefore, it's a heart-to-heart I'm having with my dad. I just love him.
Oh,
I love
wow.
him so much.
Wow, you have, sound like you have a powerful testimony and a powerful ministry. How important is it to get your music out to people so they know that this is coming from your heart?
It's not that important to me. It's more important that they know that Jesus loves them. I don't care. I don't want to promote me. I'm past that. When I tell you God has had me in boot camp, this album coming out has not been my moment. You know how it is, like, I didn't know. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just want Jesus to be magnified. I want them to understand that God actually loves them so much that he gave up his only son to be brutally murdered and submit himself to that. And he loves you. Like, he is madly in love with you. That's it.
Hey.
And if you seek first the kingdom and all his righteousness, the city and all that stuff will happen. He promised that.
That's
but
it.
That's not the moment. The moment is seeking God first.
Wow. I'm glad you said it, because that is my favorite Matthew 6:33. My favorite verse from the Bible on my business cards, I have Matthew 6:33, because I'm like you also. I believe in seeking him first. Seek ye first that kingdom. And like you said, all other things will be added unto you. Let's talk about God smiling on you. How was it doing that song, God Has Smiled on Me?
It was a testimony. The verses that I added were actually true stories. I had sat down in my closet, literally. I was hiding from my son. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, and this was after the show. And I just didn't know what to do. I was just frustrated, and I got really depressed. And I just was sad, and I said, God, you put me on that show. What, to just leave me? Now what do I do? Nobody's calling. Am I supposed to get a manager? Like, now what do I do? What happens now? Nobody gave me any instructions. And I sat in my closet, and I said, God, you don't even hear me, do you? You probably just wanted me to take it from here. Because I didn't understand. I was still trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down in that closet with me, and I'm telling you, I got this peace that was, like, unexplainable. And it's like I stood up. I was still in the closet, and I said, okay, that's going to be good. We'll be good. And I walked out and did my motherly duty.
Wow. From the heart. It's the latest from Jessica Reedy. There's a song called So In Love With You.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Tell us about that.